It's a spectacular sight. A giant sky crane helicopter is hovering above Lake Sherwood, filling up with water. It's heading towards a flare-up in rugged mountains northwest of the community. The flare-ups are creating new anxiety for people who live in and around the perimeter of the fire, which is now as large as the city of Denver. Lake Sherwood resident Packy Jones says the Tuesday morning flare-up led to an adventure to try to rescue his family's pets.
We have an office down here on Westlake, on the lake itself, and one of my partners said, hey, you might want to look out there. So I looked out there, you could see that big plume. And this is after I'd assured my wife that everything was going to be fine today. Yeah, well, obviously it wasn't. So I then drove over here to get the animals. They wouldn't let me in, so then I turned back, dropped my dog off at the office, and then came back to get the rest of the animals, but they wouldn't let me in. Obviously, they wouldn't let me in.
Jones says he wasn't going to give up. He had to get the family's pets.
I had a hike down through the through that little drainage down there and snuck in through the back there and up through Foxfield, up the back of the dam, climbed to the top of the dam and realized that I couldn't walk here on the roads. So then I borrowed someone's stand-up board and stand-up paddled back to my house here.
One problem. While he made it to his David Lane home, he didn't have a car. That's when I ran into him. We prepared to load his pets into the KCLU News SUV to get him and the dogs and cats to safety. But the more than half dozen helicopters and air tankers attacking the flames in the nearby peak were having an impact.
Now it looks significantly better than when I started out my adventure. When I saw it, it looked like it was on top of us. So it was pretty ominous when I first saw it. So, but significantly better now. I mean, I know where it was, but still, you know, the wind turns the wrong way, you're kind of in deep sauce. But the wind's, you know, for us, the wind's a good wind because it's blowing towards the ocean.
His wife was allowed to drive in, and they were able to get the family's pets to safety. Firefighters say with the Santa Ana wind still popping up in the region, flare-ups like the one at Lake Sherwood are to be expected.
When you have a fire of this magnitude, there's always the chance that you're going to get fire outside the line or what we call an interior island of unburned fuel inside the fire perimeter that can reignite or flare up and start burning. And when you have winds that are blowing, it's a very real possibility.
Daniel Berticelli is a public information officer on the Woolsey Fire. He says with most of the active fire focused in the Santa Monica Mountains, aircraft are the key to the firefight.
When you're in terrain like this, you rely primarily on aircraft due to the fact of accessing the fire and getting a good, what we call an anchor point, an area where we can access the fire without any fuel in between us and the fire line. It's very difficult when you have fire that's seated back in the backcountry like that. So we utilize aircraft primarily to knock the fire down until we can get the fire into a position where we can gain access from ground resources.
Berticelli says the Santa Anas have really been the driving force in the spread of the fire, and the hope is that once they ease, firefighters can nail down containment.
When you have a wind-driven fire, especially a fire that's being driven by a 60, 70 mile an hour Santa Ana wind, you're going to have that fire spotting in all sorts of locations. And when that fire spots in so many different locations, based on the topography where it spots, is going to dictate where that fire line is going to go and where that fire edge and perimeter is going to go. And that's what we saw here. We have very rugged terrain with very significant Santa Ana winds, and that's why we're seeing such a non-uniform fire line.
The forecast calls for the wind to decrease today and tomorrow, and then this weekend we should get an even bigger break, a return to an onshore flow with little wind and cooler temperatures. At Lake Sherwood, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.